Hello, Audio Boo. This is Shelley Batty 1966, and I thought I'd finally do my Audio Mo Day 6. And I had problems thinking of what to do it about, but I finally decided. And what I'm going to do about is stray cats that decide, or male cats that decide to spray in my garden. And they're definitely not our cats, are they?
No, it's definitely not our cats.
And what happened was the other day we were, where was we? Oh, Amanda was trying to sort her room out because she's getting a new bed, my daughter. And she got out a suitcase and we went upstairs and I could smell cat wee. And I knew it wouldn't be my cats because mine are really good, aren't they? They're very, very good. And they ask to go out. They never, ever have an accident or anything. And Tony went out to see if he could see anything because I could smell it. And he found the case to be put up in the loft, which I haven't done yet. And a cat had sprayed on the case, hadn't it?
Yeah.
It definitely wasn't our cat, as I say.
But it's stronger than cat wee.
Yeah, it's definitely a spray. It's not even a wee. It's definitely cat spraying. So we've tried to sort that out. And then today we've got curtains over our dining room door, patio door, and stupid cat, stray cat got in our garden and sprayed the curtain. So we've had to take that down now and wash it, so that's what's happening now. We do know it's not our cats because Tony has seen the cat and he went out to chase it away. And it's so brazen, this cat, because it tries to eat my cat's food, and my cats are so docile, they let it do it. You know, they're so placid, aren't they, our cats? So sort of docile and nice cats. Yeah, stupid, really. So if anyone can tell me how I can deter the cat from spraying in my garden or around my back door or anywhere, I was advised of a plant you can get to put in the garden called Scaredy Cat or something similar. But I just had my garden paved over. There's no grass in there or, you know, there's nowhere to bury it. The only plants I can have are pot plants because there's nowhere to bury it, basically. Sorry, I'm getting tired. So if anyone has any ideas of what I can use or what I can do to deter the cat. Yeah, remember I've got cats and a guide dog, of course, so I can't sort of have anything that will upset my poor cats. I just don't know what to do about it. It's definitely one that's not been neutered, whereas all my cats have been neutered. So, you know, and I just want to get rid of it. So if anyone's got any ideas, please let me know. And I'm now going to stop waffling and go to bed. As I haven't slept well for the past few nights, I'm hoping to get a good night's sleep. So thanks all for listening, and hopefully someone could give me some suggestions. Take care, everyone. Speak to you tomorrow. Bye.